Zuerst haben die Vertragsarbeiter auch Zigaretten
verkauft. At first the contract workers sold cigarettes.
Und jedes Mal, I worked at the zoo, and every time I came from the subway, people were sitting there,
not just Vietnamese, but Angolans and others selling cigarettes. The police station is next door. The police just smiled and did nothing until the people started shooting. Once they accidentally shot a German, and then it started. In the beginning, there were single vendors, then gangs formed, fighting for the best jobs and starting a war.
Die kämpfen um die besten Arbeitsplätze, um Zigaretten zu verkaufen. Und dann fingen sie an, Krieg miteinander zu machen.
And where did people come from? From Central Vietnam. There were farmers or vendors before.
Viele waren Bauern oder Verkäufer von irgendwas. Ich habe die beiden Chefs.
I took care of the two chiefs in the prison in Tegel, who sat peacefully together in the prison.
Beide sie draußen.
Outside they had shot at each other. I gave German lessons to them. They were not very well educated. So they couldn't learn the language. That made me so desperate.
Sie nicht so gebildet, dass sie Deutsch lernen konnten. Ich habe so viel Zweifel gehabt. Ich war so verzweifelt, dass sie nicht Deutsch lernen konnten. Ich habe auch gesagt, ihr lernt.
I told them to learn one word every day. Then to put these words into a sentence, even without grammar. They were not able to.
Die waren auch nicht in der Lage.
They only went to school to learn to read. I heard from one who learned German and bought books and opened a business in Vietnam after being released. But these are very individual cases. But there must have been structures. The strongest is that of the most executive. He will be chosen by the smugglers. They seek out people who are strong enough to make people obey. And they come after the fall of the wall? Yes, in the early 90s. The last one was caught in 1996. It was the biggest. But the other one was bad too. He was deported after 15 years. The other sat for 21 years before being deported.
Also der letzte, der gefangen wurde, war 1996. Das war der alle Bosse, aber der andere war auch so schlimm, aber er wurde nach 15 Jahren abgeschoben und derjenige, der erst 96 gefasst wurde, hat 21 Jahre gesessen und er wurde 2017, glaube ich, abgeschoben.